With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny welcoming you back on The Fan, taking you up to 6:30 tonight. We are pleased right now, as promised, to go to the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app today by visiting BetQL.com. We're going to talk with Washington football team tight end Logan Thomas, who is back on the field on Monday Night Football. Looked like he may have caught a touchdown to seal the game that was taken away from him and his team, but he made an immediate impact, and it is great to have him back between the lines and on the line with us right now. Logan, how did it feel to get back out there on Monday night?
Well, it felt good to get back out there, man. It felt nice to be back where I'm supposed to be, in between those white lines and playing out there with my brothers. Now, how I played felt a little rusty, but happy to get a dub anyway.
What's the hardest part about coming back? Is it getting the contact? Is it running the routes, catching the football, controlling nerves? Just walk me through that, man, because you've been out a minute.
For me, it was just getting hand placement in the run game, doing the right techniques and the right footworks. And pass game felt all right. One or two things felt different, but pass game felt fine. But run game is where all the time you put in with the timing gets put down.
Logan, when you went down, it was a real dagger for a couple reasons. Number one, you'd become one of the better tight ends in the league as of the end of last year. Such high hopes for early this season. But then also, and I'll raise my hand as having been wrong, but I was petrified about the tight end room without you. And Ricky Seals-Jones stepped up. I know he's not healthy right now, but John Bates kind of announced his presence with authority. What did you make of how those guys filled in?
Super proud of those guys. And I think everybody else was worried, but I kind of knew what we had when Ricky came in during OTAs. He came in and practiced the first day, not even hardly knowing the playbook. So he had a whole bunch of growth. And then with John, I knew he was going to become a player. He automatically showed what he could do in the run game. And then obviously against Carolina, he made a couple big catches and obviously that huge one on fourth down. So super proud of those guys, thankful for those guys, not only as a football player, but they've become some of my best friends as well. And super proud of the people that they are as well.
Logan Thomas on Grant and Danny, Washington football tight end, back healthy and on the field. Bates is interesting. He's a big-bodied guy, and he looks like, as you said, he's kind of a blocker first. Danny and I, when we first saw him, were like, oh, we don't know how much wiggle or kind of athleticism after the catch he's going to have. But it seems like he's coming a long way in that area. Is that something where you can help him a little bit just as a natural athlete, or he's just got to get more time on the grass to figure some of that stuff out as a pass catcher?
I think it's confidence and comfortability, to be completely honest with you. Everybody's got it in them. But when you have the confidence and when you're comfortable, it's really kind of put your own flavor on the things. And that's what he's starting to be able to develop. And, I give him a couple ideas of what to think about or ways to beat a defender or, you know, what move I think would help freeze the defender. But honestly, he puts in a whole bunch of hard work. He cares and he works his tail off. So he'll get exactly where he wants to be with the work that he puts in.
Logan, did you catch that touchdown pass?
yeah, I absolutely thought I caught it. There wasn't a doubt in my mind that it moved or bounced or anything like that. I mean, looking back at the replay, it looks like the bottom of it skipped the ground. But I thought the rule was it can hit the ground, but as long as it didn't move. And but it is what it is. Obviously, we've been able to put the game away with that one. But we still ended up with the dub. So a win's a win. Obviously, you'd love to have the touchdown. But, hey, who cares? A W is what means the most.
So last year, one of my favorite plays of the year is when Logan Thomas goes in motion. Logan Thomas stops going in motion. gets the ball from the center and sneaks for a first down. I jumped out of my seat. I go, this is genius. This is awesome. I was ready to give Scott Turner like a 20-year extension in that moment. It was outstanding. Now that you're back, where are my Logan Thomas trickeration plays? Where is Logan Thomas faking a sneak and actually throwing it? I want Tim Tebow jump passes. When can we expect that stuff?
He's one of like the eight guys that's completed a pass to Terry McLaurin in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. There's a couple of us that have had a chance to throw him the ball, huh? You know what? I guess you got to wait and see. I guess you got to wait and see what Scott decides to dial up.
Is there a name for that play? Like, every president, I think, like, Barack Obama was Renegade or something. They all, you know, Secret Service has these nicknames. Is it, like, a 15-word name for that sneak play? Or is there a name like Hokie or something from when you were a quarterback of Virginia Tech?
So the package would be called Hokie for sure.
Yeah!
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So, oh, that's awesome.
But my question would be, if you were ever running that, would Scott Turner just say into the headset, Hokie, and then everyone would know? Or is there way more to it than that?
Yeah, does he just jingle keys?
Yeah, there's a whole lot more verbiage to it than that, yeah.
That's a shame. I just wanted everyone on the sideline to be like, it's Hokie time! It's Hokie time! And then, like, we just see you sneak for a couple
of
yards.
It's like a turkey gobbler, and you just go forward. So, you guys have put yourselves in position here, Logan, down the stretch, with these three straight wins. Huge win over Tampa that kind of gets the ball rolling. This has been a different team after the bye week. Simple question for you. Why?
I think things are just starting to come together. I don't think there's a simple way to put it. We knew earlier in the season, like, 2-3 plays a game we were just killing ourselves with, and that's what made it either a lopsided game or prevented us from winning. And we felt like we should have been in every game or won almost every game. And the thing is, we started having a couple things go our way. We started being the enforcers instead of taking it, and that's really what it's come down to. And I'm super, super proud of the guys. We just put our foot down and said we're not going to take it anymore. We're just going to keep pushing forward, and we're going to be the bullies instead of letting others do it.
Logan, you were drafted as a quarterback, and you've played quarterback in the NFL. So your expertise in talking about Heinicke, I think, is better than anybody else at a skill position. What do you make of his season on the outside? It seems like every game's a referendum. Can he be the future? Can he be a starting quarterback in this league? I mean, he has played three pretty strong games in a row as you guys have put this winning streak together. What are you seeing?
Yeah, so Taylor is a different breed of quarterback. He's like that breed of quarterback of the Favre, the Russell Wilson, the guys that can make plays on their feet but also stay in the pocket and make plays. And, you know, the thing about him is he doesn't care what anybody has to say about him. You know, he's been doubted his entire life. He's been undersized. His arm strength's not strong enough. But the thing that he's proven that he is a winner. He's a guy that you want to go to war with. And for him, you know, whatever questions that y'all want to ask or anybody else wants to ask, he doesn't have those questions about himself. He knows who he is, so he feels that he is a starter in this league. He feels that he can take a team to the playoffs and beyond, and you know what? The way he exudes that confidence, it shows up in the rest of us, and you know, he's our QB1. He's our leader. He's our guy that we're going to go to war with, and you know, for me, that will never stop up until the point that you know, me and him aren't on the same team anymore.
It seems like as a quarterback, you either have this ability where dudes want to hang out with you and have a beer with you and kind of put up fight for you, or you don't, and he's got that in spades. What is that? You know, as a former quarterback, what is that intangible that it seems like he's got overflowing?
He's just so personable. He's just a normal dude. I mean, the way he's in the media is how you see him in the locker room. He's a fun-loving dude, just an old soul who cares about the people who care about him. And that's just who he is, man. He's one of my best friends. And, you know, you said have a beer with a guy like that. Yeah, me and him aren't afraid to have a beer together. That's for that, I'm sure. And,
I don't like, you know, his chances to drink as many beers as you, though.
I don't like his chances in that either, but man, me and him we developed a great relationship over this past year when he got here, whenever it was, week 10 last year. So, but no, that's just who he is, man. Like, just he will treat anybody the same way, whether fan, teammate, or just some random person he doesn't know. And you know, that's what I appreciate most about him. Not only is he a heck of a football player, but just that person that he is.
Is that a touchdown celebration idea? We pretend to cheers and do a little Stone Cold Steve Weiser, like slam one back?
You know, I don't think that's in my repertoire, but hey, maybe for him, you know, he's Bud Leidecky over there, so you never know.
What have you seen from this defense, Logan? Again, after the bye week, it's like a totally different group. They've been just so sound, it looks to me. I'm just a rube that watches the games, but they're everywhere. It looks like guys are flying all over, tackling unbelievably well, swimming to the football. Just looks like everybody's just following through with their assignments, it seems like. What's been the difference that you've noticed?
I'm going to say that they're starting to play together and play for one another. And the guys, it really starts up front, John and Payne and Matt on the interior. And then, you know, the young guys outside and Casey and James, they've been playing lights out. They're playing, you know, team football. The two guys on the outside are crushing the pocket, and John and Payne and Matt are just, you know, pushing the pocket back into the quarterback. The quarterback can't be comfortable. His feet aren't set, and they can't deliver good passes. And then nobody's really been able to run the ball on us all year, and they've been incredible at that. And so you match not being able to run the ball with getting pressure and compacting the pocket on a quarterback. It makes it easier on the secondary. And with the secondary, those guys have been gloving up as of recently and making plays on the ball. And, you know, it's really about not blowing coverages. And so super proud of those guys over there. They've kept us in a lot of games. And, you know, we got ballers on every level.
One of the great stories over the last couple of years for this Washington football team, tight end Logan Thomas on Grant and Danny. We'll let you out on this. I hope I'm not shortchanging you. You've got a beautiful family I've seen on Instagram. I think you have 5 kids. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, I got 5 boys.
5 boys. Wow. Think about that, Danny. He's got a starting offensive line.
It's just so much dude.
But the reason I bring it up is I've got a soon-to-be 3-year-old and a soon-to-be 1-year-old, and it's such a great time, these holidays, you know, in December, to just be around the kids, and they're all going crazy for Santa and everything. I'm just wondering what the holidays are like at the Logan Thomas household with all the kids, because a lot of them are in that wheelhouse holiday age.
Oh, for sure. We've had a Christmas tree up since November 1st.
love it.
Yeah. You know, the elf on the shelf popped in the day after Thanksgiving, so it's in full flow right now. You know, we got decorations up everywhere. We got a blow up in the front of the house, and you know, we're starting to get some lights up on the outside of the house as well. And you know, those kids love the holidays and what the holidays really mean, and having family around with it. And so, yeah, we love it. We love it. Just, you know, Thanksgiving or Halloween, then Thanksgiving, then Christmas. It's incredible. And so, you know, I've loved being a part of a big family. And, you know, the one that's the real trooper at all of this is my wife. So I got to give kudos to her.
Look, we got to give kudos to you, buddy. It's been awesome watching you guys these last few weeks. Welcome back. Maybe, you know, just think about it. Score a little touchdown in Vegas. Maybe pop a top. I don't know. Just different options for you. Appreciate you joining us, man.
Guess we'll have to see what happens.
That's right, dude.
Thanks, Logan. Go get a win in Vegas.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it, you guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.